This is your Harrogate Radio. Out in the sunshine at the moment, in the courtyard at Ripon Community House. We're featuring as many organisations who utilise this fantastic building as possible between now and 2 o'clock. The chairman of Ripon Community House, which is a charity in its own right, Stuart Martin. How are you doing, Stuart?
I'm all right, Pete. Thanks for coming to Community House. It's great to have you here.
It's a fantastic spot. In essence, just tell us what this building is utilised for.
Oh, gosh. It was... set up 20 years ago, I can't believe that long ago, but it was set up as a one-stop shop for all organisations to work from and meet and help and signpost their clients to each other, because a lot of people that come into the building don't just have one issue to deal with, you know. The charities that use the building now have changed over the years, but still people have got lots of complex problems that they need to deal with, and hopefully they can find the solutions to these issues when they come inside this building.
And is there still space if people are needing space? Is there still space that can be utilised?
Absolutely. We're always looking to have new clients operate either renting space or doing whatever their organisation does. If we can accommodate them within this building, we will do. All they need to do is contact Amy. I'm sure you'll be putting the details on later on of how they can do that. And we'd love to have that. We're also looking for volunteers. If people have spare time and they want to volunteer the time, we'd love to hear from you. And I'm sure we've got something that would fit whatever your interest is. You know, be it secretarial work, working at reception, helping at Waste Not Wednesday. We really could do with people that like doing gardening or any type of DIY jobs. We've got loads of stuff that we can accommodate, male or female, doesn't matter.
Well, if you search Ripon Community House online, you will find out more. Like Stuart said, we'll put those contact details on our social feeds. We're going to be speaking to the team behind the Toy Library before 11 o'clock.